Hi Sandy, it's Uma.
Hello, I'm good. How are you? Are you busy?
Okay. Well, I'm just ringing about Monday. So we've had a bit of a disaster here. Because Mohsin was moving into the suites. I mean, sorry, back into the practice on Monday from the suites, but they can't get his room ready here for Monday the 15th. So that means someone needs to be out of the suites. So, I what do you so are you just struggling with 'cause I spoke to Lauren this morning and she said that maybe just go to Wynnum, show her how to use the tyro for the first patient and come straight back 'cause we're going to be short-staffed here now. Well, it's just to take payment. And what happens? Well, that's why I'm thinking, do I come for that or am I able to show you or like talk you through it over the phone? So he brings all his, no, it's just a tyro that comes in. His tyro looks a little bit different to our tyro because he's got the high caps one, if I can remember. It's Dr. Brendan Davis, isn't it? Yeah, so I just remember his, like, if I could have figured it out, anybody can, because I looked at his tyro and went, this is not the same. But what you had to do is scroll down and pick which doctor. So you'd scroll down, pick which doctor you're servicing that day. So you'd click on Brend. Yeah, there's a menu. Yeah, there's a menu, and I think it gives you an option to pick which doctor you're servicing that day, and it gives you a scroll down. You scroll down to Brendan Davis, click on that, and then it just opens up to a normal tyro page where you just put in how much you're charging, and he brings all the figures with him. So first patient, he'll be like the patient's name, and he'll say charge $300. So you just put 300, like 300, and the tyro just happens. What do you think? I mean, yeah, because I haven't told Lauren that I won't come there. I said I'll probably just do that, but I was just going to ring and talk to you and say, what do you think? I mean, if you say to me, yes, still come, I'll still come for a drive. I'll just probably stay for the first patient and come back. I won't stay for a few hours. Okay, well, let's just do that then. Okay, let's just stick to that. Let's just stick to that. Yeah. No. Yeah, do you, what is it about? Yeah, a list. Yeah, he comes with it. So, I mean, I'll still come. How about I just come for a drive anyway and see you? But I'll come in, I'll stay for the first patient and go rather than stay till 10:30. And then I think Tuesday we would have had a little bit more understanding of what's happening with our days here that I can probably just stay with you for a few hours on Tuesday with Dr. Astori's patients. All right, well, I'll just come for a drive then. Both of them. Again tomorrow. Yeah, I'm here tomorrow. I'm here tomorrow. Yep, okay. Yep, we can chat about it tomorrow as well. But definitely for. Oh, okay. Well, I want to come on Tuesday because I want to come for a drive and see you. I know, I was really looking forward to it, but I'm like, I'm at Wynnum, I'm at it. I know. That's why if you said to me, just come, Uma, I'll still come on Monday. But if you want to have a chat to me tomorrow about it again, we can. Yep, that's on Monday. Is he coming in on Monday? He's coming both days. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yep. Should I see if we've got a printer cable here? Okay. All right, okay. Yep, okay. His is here. He gives a list, and it's not complicated at all, but his reception or his practice manager needs a copy of the receipt with the name of the patient on top of the receipt. So for definitely on Tuesday, I'll come and stay with you and we can do a few patients together. I think I'm rostered 7:30 to 10:30 on Tuesday. But, yeah, let's just chat tomorrow. But, yeah, I'm happy to come Monday as well. I think, God, I know. And so when is she doing all of that? Do you mean Lauren? Why don't you give Rob a call today? Have you got any more doctors? Okay. Yeah. Oh, really? Right. Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay. And all right, well, let's just talk again tomorrow, but I'm just going to have in my head mentally that I will still come Monday and but won't stay. Stay for the first patient and go. Because I only worked with Dr. Davis a couple of times, and the first few times I worked with him, he didn't have a tyro. I wasn't taking any billing for him. But then I think it might have been the third time he brought all this tyro stuff, so I was like, what? Yep, just plugs into the PowerPoint. Yep. No. But I reckon both our brains, we could work it out on Monday if I come. So maybe I'll just keep it as I'm coming. And, we've just got to make sure we've got staff for the specialist suites this week. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Oh, it's such a nightmare. I'm like acting practice manager at the moment, so I've got so... Very? Well, and you know what? I said to Saskia, I think we should call Rob. No, room 6 right up the hallway where Dr. Jackie Holloway was. They've moved her to SNP. Nope. I know I've got so much to gossip. That's why I was looking forward to Monday and Tuesday. She knew nothing about it. No, we ended up calling him. I said to this morning at 7:30, going, hey, just making sure everything's on schedule because I've got to, Ainsley's rostered to work tomorrow. And he's like, oh, yeah, got no electrician. And I'm like, hey. So electrician's pulled out, so we're not going to get the room ready. Yeah, they've got to remove Katrina Melville's light from her room in the specialist suites to hear, but there's no benches, there's nothing. It's just a all the benches, the desk that was there has been ripped up. Ring back Ainsley. Yep, I need to call Ainsley. So that's the issue. My problem. And where are they all? Oh, from here. Okay. Well, I better go because I've got a call on hold. Can I give you a call back? Can I ring you tomorrow? Okay. 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 All right. Well, we'll figure it out, but I'll call you tomorrow. I think so. I just think maybe I could help you out more on Tuesday. Okay. Okay. All right. Bye. Bye.